or your only value becomes your partner making you happy. This is self-defeating, of course, and relationships characterized by such murkiness usually go down like the Hindenburg, with all the drama and fireworks. People can't solve your problems for you, and they shouldn't try, because that won't make you happy. You can't solve other people's problems for them either, because that likewise won't make them happy. The mark of an unhealthy relationship is two people who try to solve each other's problems in order to feel good about themselves. Rather, a healthy relationship is when two people solve their own problems in order to feel good about each other. The setting of proper boundaries doesn't mean you can't help or support your partner or be helped and supported yourself. You both should support each other, but only because you choose to support and be supported, not because you feel obligated or entitled. Entitled people who blame others for their own emotions and actions do so because they believe that if they constantly paint themselves as victims, eventually someone will come along and save them, and they will receive the love they've always wanted. Entitled people who take the blame for other people's emotions and actions do so because they believe that if they fix their partner and save him or her, they will receive the love and appreciation they've always wanted. These are the yin and yang of any toxic relationship, the victim and the saver, the person who starts fires because it makes her feel important, and the person who puts out fires because it makes him feel important. These two types of people are drawn strongly to one another, and they usually end up together. Their pathologies match one another perfectly. Often they've grown up with parents who each exhibit one of these traits as well. So their model for a happy relationship is one based on entitlement and poor boundaries. Sadly, they both fail in meeting the other's actual needs. In fact, their pattern of over-blaming and over-accepting blame perpetuates the entitlement and shitty self-worth that have been keeping them from getting their emotional needs met in the first place. The victim creates more and more problems to solve, not because additional real problems exist, but because it gets her the attention and affection she craves. The saver solves and solves not because she actually cares about the problems, but because she believes she must fix others' problems in order to deserve attention and affection for herself. In both cases, the intentions are selfish and conditional, and therefore self-sabotaging, and genuine love is rarely experienced. The victim, if he really loved the saver, would say, "Look, this is my problem. You don't have to fix it for me. Just support me while I fix it myself." That would actually be a demonstration of love, taking responsibility for your own problems and not holding your partner responsible for them.